Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
So, typical Tuesday morning, I was up spending some time reading, checking out some videos online, and I came across one that really hit home for me, to the point where I wanted to make it the central theme for this week's video. And basically, it was a short monologue by Robin Sharma. For those who don't know him, he's a sharp guy, he's got a lot of content on the internet. And what he said specifically that caught my attention was that to have the results that only 5% get, you need to have the guts to do what only 5% are willing to do. And this really got the wheels turning in my head, because there are only so many ways you can articulate personal courage, you know, only so many ways you can talk about being fearless. But in my eyes, this puts it in the perfect context, because it shines a direct light on the fact that success and overcoming social fears are directly linked. And I'm sure as you walk through this thought process, the concept will resonate with you. Right? 95% of people live for Friday. Immediate pleasures like TV, fast food, drinking. You know, these are things that are commonplace in society, in the world we live in. And I'm not, you know, standing here pointing a finger saying it's inappropriate. You know, my message goes deeper than that. What I'm saying is that if you want to be at the top in whatever it is that you do, right? Or as Robin alluded to, the 5%, you have to sacrifice some of these pleasures that the greater population indulges in. And this is where the guts comes in. Because anytime you deviate from a norm, anytime you put yourself above a social standard, people do not like it. It becomes personal, which results in criticism, the cynical outlook, or the haters, as you know we commonly refer to it today. And that's not easy. It's never easy walking one way when the larger group is walking another. That's not rocket science. But it's also why so few people can do it. Let's face it, if you're going to do something of significance, you need to expect negativity. People trying to tear down what you're building up, because like it or not, that's just how the world reacts. And the way I see it is that you can handle it a few ways. Right, you can live your life in a way that conforms, you can shy away from that criticism, or just take it head on. You know, learn to accept it, thrive on it, because you'll never be able to please everybody. You know, so why not have the courage to do what you believe in? Have the guts to be called abnormal. Take it as a compliment. I've mentioned before that the way you perceive something makes or breaks you. Think about how powerful that statement is in this context. You can look at the negativity, the haters, as a reason to change your approach, throw the towel. Or you can see it as a sign of progress, an anticipated part of your journey. You can use it as a building block or a stepping stone for further success. Those are two polar opposite outcomes, by the way, all derived from how you choose to internalize the world around you. When you get through it all, you'll be happy you hung in. I can promise you that. That you have the guts to look past the norms and your surroundings. That you have the guts to be something different. If you have built your castles in the air, your work need not be lost. That is where they should be. Now put the foundations under them. A foundation is not made in a day. It's not flimsy or weak. It's what holds everything together, and without it, you have useless pieces. Thoreau mentions a castle in the air, a goal. The answer resting above us, hovering over everything and everyone. But until we put life into it, that castle remains four walls and empty space. It stays part of an imaginary world. See, most people never get there because they don't understand. They have complete authority over what's real. They set the guidelines with a magic that looks a lot like a single step forward, with fiction that very closely resembles progress. Edison said, opportunity is missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and looks like hard work. It's not that people are lazy. It's not that they're incapable. It's that they don't realize how small a step is required to build momentum, to turn a snowflake into an avalanche. See, you look at that castle in the sky and you shake your head. You think how nice it would be. You flip on the TV, fantasize about million-dollar homes, debate whether athletes are officially elite, when you could be building a foundation for yourself, doing something for you. All those things you want can be realized, every one of them. But the road to excellence means nothing if you don't believe you're worthy of it. You are. Start building. You will be blown away by where this life can take you, where you can end up. Your goals take shape the minute they enter your brain. Never has there been such a powerful tool as the human mind. The same entity that can build a bridge to anything in the world can shackle you down. Listen, that visualization, that dream is there. It's there and it's very real. Not to keep you out, but to invite you in. And you will see that the only true fiction in your life is the narrative you use that holds you back. You want that castle in the air? Get it. Stop dreaming about it, wishing for it, and make it happen. What if things don't end up like they're supposed to? What if this work, this energy I've invested doesn't pay off? What if I stay average? What if my story was never meant to be unique? What if I try and I fail? What if my friends stop calling? What if I let my family down? What if people don't like what I have to say? What if my idea is a little too out there? What if I'm pushing things too far, too quickly? What if the worst possible scenario happens? What if I lose everything? What if success is for someone else? What if I'm meant to work, to pay bills, and to sleep? What if the starting role is just too much for me? What if I was a born follower? What if I never find happiness? What if I don't choose the right path? What if I get lost? What if I can never be as good as the person standing next to me? What if a life of meaning will always be something I'll have to stare up at, wishing, dreaming? Or what if I just change the way I look at the world? What if today is just the beginning? What if I decide who I'm going to be and become it? What if my actions can create a ripple effect that will transcend space and time? What if impossible isn't fact? What if it's opinion? And what if I don't buy it? What if this new world means that existence starts with me? What if I can be the one people look up to? What if my past got me here, but has no effect on where I can go? What if every single day is a fresh start? What if I can be the one who defies the odds? What if my dreams become the standard? What if my ideas change how people see reality? What if the term difficult is nothing more than a cop-out? What if my doubters ignite the flame that is my success? What if my fear of mediocrity overcomes my fear of the unknown? What if second place is no longer an option? What if I make the choice to live every second of my life like it's a miracle? And what if that's exactly what every second is? What if it's time to start living like it? To start thinking like it? To never sell myself short? What if nothing good happens until I believe it? What if I stopped wasting my time trying to convince others? Because I am the only one who must be convinced.